Greetings, my fellow freedom loving sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning in to LL3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. This is episode 1721. Beware of armed Haitian illegal aliens, SCOTUS favor Texas, and Oregon's war on farmers. Before I proceed, you can follow me on multiple social media sites and podcasts. Charles is typing Looky Luck number 3, Looky Luck Roman number 3, 3 eyes, or the Looky Luck Roman number 3 podcast. Furthermore, if you want to contact me on anything, love letters, hate letters, mediocre, information, etc., whatever you do, please use the quorum. Go to ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookyluck3. Spring has arrived in the northern hemisphere and fall has begun in the southern end. Very interesting indeed. Man, things are flying real quick. A lot of mayhem. People want to go to war. All the beakers are on parade attacking one country. Don't even have the balls. They're going to front line of battle. Like the Schumer Act. Now looks like Chucky Boy is flip-flopping. Telling the people of Israel to vote him out. Well, to be honest, Israeli people will decide that because Benjamin Netanyahu approval ratings are plummeting until the whole October 7th ordeal, which in my humble opinion, it was done by design. And don't be surprised if he was involved. Oh, yeah. Some people may not like it, but I don't care. Just my own personal viewpoint, unless they can prove to me concrete evidence that is not. The Club of Rome fiasco continues. The feds believe that they're smarter than everybody else. From D.C., demented cocksuckers, delusional clowns, or district criminals, wherever you want to pick one or all. Very delusional indeed. It looks like, too, Donald Trump will be winning the primaries in Florida. Some people still believe DeSantis is the man. No, with family values. Oh, I heard that rhetoric before. Especially when they're pushing and endorsing for career politicians, which, as a congressman, he wasn't all that. I done my homework. You should, too. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everything what DeSantis did is wrong, or I disagree with them. There are times he's right, even protecting the state from illegal aliens, possible invaders on his coast, which is the right thing to do because he's a commander-in-chief under the Florida Constitution. And there was one case, one gentleman, he was an illegal alien that had a firearm, but he was not a criminal, a violent criminal by any means, and the courts, well, the federal courts backed him, and he can do that. So everyone's like, oh, the U.S. Constitution for citizens only. He said, no. Part of our culture, folks. Our Bill of Rights culture. Yeah, get him going in, coming in illegally, which I believe is Title 8 U.S. Code 1235, I could be mistaken. But someone sent that to me, and I thanked them for that. Oh, really interesting things are happening as usual, right? Far as I'm concerned, the Biden administration should be charged for treason. Trying to support the New World Order, the Bushite legacy. Or George Herbert Walker Bush's legacy of a new world order. Biden's a Bushite too. That's right. Delusional, incognitive, a pawn too. But we all know his track record was heinous. Absolutely. And they had some town, city, mayors, municipalities think they're smarter than free speech. One mayor in, was it Mayor Angst, thin skin Angst, they call him, in Clearwater, Florida. Looks like he didn't show up for his last meeting. Truth of the matter is, Mayor Unks and all the goofballs in Clearwater that get offended that their feelings are more important than free speech. Natural rights prevail. Your personal feelings don't. And it gets me, and I love Michael Taylor from Armed Fisherman. I met him. Good guy. But he's always using the incorporation doctrine. That drives me crazy. I said that with love, okay? So, stop using that. Use the state constitution, damn it. And I have to disagree with you, Michael. That Congress can change the First Amendment. Wrong. It's got to go approved by the states as well. 2/3 of the House, 2/3 of the Senate, and 3/4 of the states. However, that's why we got the state constitution. 10th Amendment. Free speech is a natural right. So, with all due respect, sir, those words he used were poor. And I still love you, Michael. Keep fighting fighting for what's right, man. So I'm always giving props regardless. But that just drives me crazy. I do it with my brothers too, man. So that's the nature of the beast, right? Oh, man. So just a lot of crazy things are coming out as usual. I'm just eyeballs are popping out of my head. Listening to that one interview with Mike Adams and Steve Quayle about the West is being devoured. Talking about full-fledged invasion, which I'll be talking about here. And like this, folks, please, you got to, like I said before, remain vigilant because the time is short. That window of opportunity can stop at any time, including yours truly. And if you guys in debt, Lord forbid, you may have a bigger problem with these maggots from the banksters. So, I'm just rambling as usual here. So, but anything can change. It could be a turning tide. We get true peace, security, spiritual prosperity. We all know for sure, folks, they really want this Club of Rome, North American Union. So instead of being sovereign, be chartered nations or jurisdictions. All you got to do is look at the 2026 World Cup. Who is hosting it? Canada, United States, and Mexico. Yeah, North American Union. They don't want to admit it. But it is, in my view, concrete. All right, well, I'm going to be take a little break and shall return. So stay tuned. All right, so the first thing I'm going to be reading here came from naturalnews.com. It is written by Ethan Huff. And it's entitled, Beware, some of Haitian migrants pouring into Florida are armed. As we had to say here, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida gave a press conference earlier this week warning that illegal alien migrants heading to the Sunshine State from Haiti are packing heat. In a statement, DeSantis said authorities intercepted a boat carrying 25 illegal aliens from Haiti, all of whom were carrying firearms, drugs, and even night vision gear. That vessel was interdicted, DeSantis said. Those illegal aliens were turned over to the Coast Guard for deportation. The boat was first stopped by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, or FWC, crew while they were patrolling near Sebastian Inlet at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 29th. The 42-foot vessel was determined to be involved in a human smuggling operation. After investigators arrived, they found 25 individuals on board, including 5 unaccompanied children. There were also weapons, night vision gear, and drugs. The vessel's operators and one pastor are both identified as United States citizens. Those two were turned over to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, according to a press release. On the recount, Governor DeSantis given the situation that's happening in Haiti, some brutal reports. We have authorized additional officers. The last thing you should want to do is get on some boat and think you're going to come through any of these islands to get to Florida. Influx of migrants into U.S. to worsen. The suspected migrants, whom DeSantis repeatedly referred to as illegal aliens, which is the real term under the federal law, okay, are the product of growing criminal violence in Haiti, resulting from criminal gangs led reportedly by someone named Barbecue. The gang which rove the capital city of Port-au-Prince are fighting for power following the recent resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry. A nation known for poverty, violence, and poor, if any, leader at time, Haiti has been in the state of crisis for some time. That crisis has gotten worse, though, ever since the assassination of previous President Jovenel Moise in 2021 at the height of the Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. Human knowledge is under attack. Okay, that's for Mike Adams here. People are trying to flee Haiti to places like the U.S., and the situation is likely going to get worse as the violence continues, a source is quoted as saying about the crisis. Activists will tell you immigration from Haiti to the U.S. is closely tied to the situation inside the country, including insecurity. More insecurity in Haiti means more people will try to go to the U.S. to save their lives. We are already seeing this. In anticipation of the coming flood of Haitian migrants, Florida will be the first and probably final destination for most of them. The DeSantis is sending more than 250 additional officers and soldiers to the state borders with the ocean, as well as a number of aircraft and boats to protect the state from what they describe as the possibility of invasion. Given the circumstances in Haiti, I have directed the Division of Emergency Management, the Florida State Guard, and state law enforcement agencies to deploy over 250 officers and soldiers and over a dozen air and sea craft to the southern coast of Florida to protect our state, DeSantis said. No state has done more to supplement the under-resourced U.S. Coast Guard's interdiction efforts. We cannot have illegal aliens coming to Florida. In the comments, someone speculated that perhaps Biden or Soros provide the invaders with the tactical equipment. Wouldn't surprise me one bit if they did, this person added. Will America collapse under the weight of the escalating migrant invasion? Find out more at invasionusa.news. A couple of sources here from Natural News and The Express. I wouldn't be surprised if they're armed. Been supplied by Biden or Soros. Many people believe this whole thing's been done by design, not organically, what's going on in Haiti. And I saw some interesting, disturbing videos of one man was attacking a male's corpse and eating on his testicles. Talk about a demoniac atmosphere. And that region of Hispaniola, people there don't have private, only legally owned firearms. The Jacobin legacy lives on. I was reading about the whole Haitian Revolution from the book Planet Rothschild, and talked about how the leaders, the revolutionaries, are involved in the Jacobin movement. And even they slaughtered the white people in Haiti that were French. Many of them wanted to end slavery. They got slaughtered like everybody else. We all know for sure that the Dominican Republic's border is a lot more tighter. I know people told me about that area. If someone goes over there illegally, hop over that wall, they're done. They get taken out. Boom. If they have to use force with these boats, with arms, night goggle visions. To me, as an act, that could be an act of war. But interesting about the two people were citizens, too. Question that. Can he be charged for treason? It's possible. Definitely it is possible. Something to always look at. There are reports, too, that Biden's trying to have the state not to do that. But you know what? It's legit. In the U.S. Constitution, of course. If I'm correct, 10th Amendment is one of them. But it's been in there before. I've got the name of the law on the top of my head. But states can protect their borders. And what's interesting, because I'll be talking about this next article, but it's a brief one, came from New American. Supreme Court allows Texas to enforce deportation laws. This is by Michael De Riddler. It came out today, March 19th. Earlier today, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 63 to allow Texas to enforce Texas Senate Bill 4 and resume arresting and deporting migrants crossing the border illegally. As the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals continues litigation in the United States applicant versus Texas et al. So, Texas Governor Greg Abbott believes the Supreme Court's decision is a positive development as the case returns to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, stating on X, a break-in and a 6-3 decision, SCOTUS allows Texas to begin enforcing SB 4 that allows the arrest of illegal immigrants. We still have to have hearings in the Fifth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals, but this is clearly a positive development. There's a tweet on there as well. In response to the Supreme Court decision, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stated on X, huge win. Texas has defeated the Biden administration and ACLU's emergency motion at the Supreme Court. Our immigration law, SB4, is now in effect. As always, it is my honor to defend Texas and its sovereignty and to lead us to victory in court. ACLU wants an emergency motion? Another commie liberating. They're ludicrous, man. Another commie ludicrous university, right? Shame on the ACLU on that, because right there, they're proving one thing. They're not constitutionally inclined at times. 10th Amendment, baby. For sure, the 10th Amendment. But that's why I just scratched my head, folks. Use that same old rhetoric, right? Same old rhetoric at times. Oh, yeah. What can we say? But, Article 4, Section 4. The feds can't do it, the states can. So, it's in there, right? I'm just going to read that for a moment. Hold on. I should have been a little bit more organized, but forgive me. Of course, Article 6 as well, so Supreme Court of Land, the U.S. Constitution. Yep. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republic form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion, application of legislation and executive, and against domestic violence. Okay, well, the states can do that too. So if the federal government can't provide, the states got to do it themselves. So everything that's going on here is states' rights. Okay, so ACLU can piss and moan all they want on this matter. They chose poorly, as usual, on this particular thing. So I say, even if the federal court of appeals try to convene in favor of the feds, it's not going to work. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, right? So that's a good move from SCOTUS. Good opinion. There's merit. I can be a little critical of them as well. Okay, I'm going to do a final segment right after this, so stay tuned. I'm back. Before I proceed to the next article, what's going on here when the federal government's trying to sue the states for open borders and letting illegals coming in? It's an act of war. And that's called treason. Which is in Article 3. Is it Article 3 of, correct? Yeah, of the U.S. Constitution. However, this is from case.findlaw.com. Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 2381. U.S. Code, unannotated, Title 18, Crimes and Criminal Procedures, Section 2381, Treason. Whoever owning allegiance to the United States levies war against them to adhere to their enemies, giving them aid or comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be in prison not less than 5 years. It can go further than that, too, so minimum 5 years. And fined under this title, but not less than $10,000. So a minimum $10,000 fine and minimum 5 years in prison. It shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. So, death penalty through due process. Okay, folks. This is what's been happening right now with the Biden administration. Merrick Garland and all those scumbags in there. They're nothing more than treasonous maggots. Regardless of their rhinos, democrats don't matter. When it comes to treason, you treat it as it is. They're criminals. No exceptions. So I'm going to be doing one more article here. And this was written by National Review. Oregon's government and dairy industry joins forces against small farmers. Can we say fascism? It's by Ari Bargill and Daryl James. It happened on the 17th of March. Many industries invite overregulation, which inconveniences existing companies but devastates newcomers, even in the milk market. Milk might travel hundreds of miles to reach grocery shoppers in the dairy aisles, but the distance from the milking machine to the pickup station at Godspeed Hollow Farm in Newburgh, Oregon, is just 100 feet. Sarah King, who launched the enterprise of her 11-acre property in 2017, keep things simple by design. She and her husband never own more than 2 or 3 milk-producing cows. The animals know the routine. Often they come in from the fields and wait in the barn for their turn at the milking station, where they each spend 15 to 20 minutes. The rest of the time they are free to wander. Sarah's clients contact with her in a herd share system. They purchase an interest in the animal for a portion of its produce. They like the sustainable, ethical, transparent business model and the raw milk that comes with the arraignment. Industrial dairy farms follow a different model. They aim for efficiency and economies of scale by keeping tens of thousands of cows. These operations keep the livestock penned up for extended periods of time, producing significant waste in concrete spaces. The contrast with Godspeed Hollow is stark, yet Oregon decided in 2023 to impose big dairy regulations on the state's smallest players through the reinterpretation of existing rules. Oregon plans to tag any farm that uses a prepared surface for milking as a confined feeding operation, or CAFO. The label would apply even to farms such as Sarah's, where cows are only confined for 15 minutes per day and milking and are otherwise free to roam. The CAFO designation would have significant implications for Sarah. She would have installed drain lines and holding tanks whose cost could exceed $100,000, a steep price for equipment she does not need or want. Large farms must channel their waste, but Sarah methodically rotates her cows between pastors, giving the land a chance to metabolize the waste and use it as fertilizer. The operation is safe and the state has no evidence of soil or groundwater contamination. Regulators don't care. Their goal is not environmental protection, but economic protection. Neo-mercantilism, or mercantilism is called. Look it up, folks. Industrial insiders worried about competition requested the CAFO reinterpretation as a ploy to burden and bankrupt small-time players. Rather than put her business out to pasture, Sarah fought back with a constitutional lawsuit. Our public interest law firm, the Institute for Justice, represents her and other Oregon farmers who have similar businesses. While the case proceeds, the Oregon Department of Agriculture has agreed to temporarily hold off the enforcement of its reinterpreted CAFO rules. But because the agency refuses to admit wrongdoing or permanently suspend its policy, the case will go on. The case highlights a nationwide problem with protectionism that persists in nearly every industry. Big hospitals use government-issued certificates of need to block rival projects. Restaurants use zoning laws to ban food trucks. Land developers use eminent domain and fake blight to push aside property owners. Funeral homes, beauty salons, engineering firms, daycare centers, real estate agencies use occupational licensing law to hinder market entry. Many industries invite regulation upon themselves as a backhanded form of protectionism. Unnecessary rules can inconvenience existing companies, but they devastate newcomers, especially during the startup phase. Fledging firms can least afford legal assistance. Opening a bookstore in Newark, New Jersey, for example, involves 74 bureaucratic steps. Opening a restaurant in Atlanta involves 76 steps. Operating a barbershop in Boston involves 81. Many startups get tangled in the red tape and close before serving their first customer. Big dairy is especially adept at regulatory capture, the process of taking control of regulatory instruments and wielding them against people like Sarah who lack political pull. Over the years, regulators have small dairy farms to pay for. Got Milk advertised their undercuts, their niche branding. Regulators in Maryland and Florida have tried to stop family-owned creameries from calling their all-natural pasteurized skim milk because they would not add artificial ingredients, and regulators in Oregon have tried to impose a raw milk advertising ban. Censor, 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 right? Small dairies are not the only businesses in these regulatory crosshairs. Big dairy lobbied state regulators to force Montana grocery stores to dump fresh milk before it spoils, and national lobbyists conducted a year-long campaign to stop plant-based milk producers from using phrases like such as almond milk and soy milk on their labels. This rampant protectionism is not only wrong but unconstitutional. People are entitled to equal protection under law, which means the government cannot pick winners and losers. Everyone deserves a chance to earn an honest living, even if Big Dairy has a cow. And he's right. Ari Bagal, he was a senior attorney for the Institute for Justice. So donate money to these folks. And it's a fact. And it's funny because when you start reading the Oregon Constitution, all right, Article 1, Section 1 is pretty self-explanatory. Hold on here. I'm trying to see if I can. Nope, I can't do that. Good grief. Let me see. And here's what it says here in Oregon Constitution's Bill of Rights. Natural rights inherent in people. We declare that all men, which is humanity, when they form a social compact, are equal in right, that all power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. and they all have the time and right to alter, reform, or abolish the government in such matter as they may think proper. So happiness, only making a living, running a small business, prospering is happiness, okay, and peace. And I'll just continue, I'm just browsing right through down here. And it's funny because they don't really have any due process, right? Absolutely not. I could look at that, which is like a Section 9, Article 1, Section 9. It just really gets to me the most, what these clowns try to do. And the reason why I say it's the war on farmers, small farmers. It's like, yeah, we'll deprive them. We got the big lobby farming here, right? And what, how does the crime, right? Laws of punishment for crime shall be founded on these principles. Protection of society, personal responsibility, accountability for one's actions and reformation. Well, I like this one right down here when it talks about equality of privileges and immunities. No person shall be passed, granting to any citizen or class of citizens privileges and immunities, which upon the same terms shall not equally belong to all citizens. I like to use the ex post facto laws too, right? No ex post facto law, which is 21. Law impairing the obligation of contract shall ever be passed, nor shall any law be passed taking the effect which shall be made to depend on any authority except as provided in this Constitution. I will continue on here. Ooh. Well, I still call it treason, but according to the laws in Oregon, that's Max's life in prison. Corruption of blood, forfeiture of estate, no conviction shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture of estate. And let me see. I'm just looking through here. Enumeration of rights. Not exclusive, it's 33, Section 33 of their state's Bill of Rights. This enumeration, acts, and privileges shall not be conduced to impair or deny others retained by the people. So those like are the facts. And I do support equal protection in law. But you all have it. And yes, when you read inherent rights, that's across the board, no exceptions. So that's how I see this. It's totally unacceptable form of mercantilism, mercantile economics. That's what protectionism is, and it is very anti open free market. And I'll be honest, some of those states, because I know they're giving the one Amish farmer a hard time, which is a members only in Pennsylvania. They're giving him a lot of garbage, depriving his rights of making a good living. And this is what Section 46 says. Equality of rights under law shall not be denied a bridge in the state of Oregon, okay? Nothing in this section shall diminish the rights otherwise available to persons under Section 20 of this article. Oh, it's 20 here. Let me see. I'm just like, you know, just scoping around. I know I'm a little bit mellowed at this time. Yep, very similar to that. You can watch some privileges. It's very sick as usual. You got a bunch of bureaucrats trying to tell people how to make a living. I bet you those same clowns can't even wipe their own butts. That's how ludicrous these ingrates are. I'll tell you this, the certain counties that they're being affected by it, I'm expecting them to be, I would say, divorce the state of Oregon and create their own statehood or join the Greater Idaho Project. But let it be, they got the natural right to make a living, as long as everything's done in good faith, Oregon. So we don't care how they think in Salem or Portland. Yep. Until you learn to wipe your own butts, then talk. Well, I'm going to add a video to this as well on this matter, which is from YANASA TV. Oregon urgently shuts down small farms en masse to protect the people. Yeah, it's not more than a wet dream, but this guy's good. So I'll add that to the memo, and you go watch it for yourselves, all right? Okay, well, that'll be it. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, recommendations, all that good stuff, you can email me at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading love. And may your guardian spirits be with you.